Welcome back. I missed you, Joey. My favorite little sub boy. I can tell from your messages that you're just going deeper and deeper under my spell. It should probably frighten you a bit, but if I've done my triggers right, Joey, it shouldn't frighten you at all. It should just excite you to know how brainless you're getting. How much you think of me. Me whispering in your ear. Teasing you. Taunting you. Controlling you. Controlling your cock, Joey. But I'm back now, Joey. And I'm going to take you on a vacation. It's going to be wet and wild. Deep in your mind. Deep under my control. In this audio, I am going to make you drop. Drop deep. Drop fast. And then, I'm gonna make you drip. As I count you up. As your cock starts throbbing to my words. My commands. As all you want to do is touch it. But Joey, now that you have a chastity device, you were a good boy and you bought one just because I told you to. Well, I want you to take that chastity device and I want you to put it on. I hope you can HFO with it on. I hope you can come with your cock squeezed into that cage. Because, Joey, that's the only way you'll be allowed to come tonight. Even when I give you permission in the file, it's not permission to take it off. So you can touch yourself through that cock cage. But you can't take it off. You can rub your balls as they ache during the JOI portions. And I want you to be touching whatever bit of skin comes through your cock cage during the JOI. But, I'm gonna be sitting here thinking of that little bit of pain you'll be feeling when your cock is throbbing against the cage. Here's where I'd check to make sure you'd listen to the proper files to make this one work at its most effective. But I don't have to do that with you, Joey, now do I? 'Cause you are my most devoted little slave boy, and you've listened to everything I've made, haven't you? Yes, you have, Joey. I know. It's good. Because that means I can really fuck with your head. Because you've been listening to me a long time. My triggers are already buried deep inside of you. Just waiting for me to bring them to the front of your mind. Take you down. Play with you. Because you're just such a devoted sup. Such a good boy for me, Joey. So relax, get comfy, Joey. You may shift around as much as you need to, anytime during the file. To be honest, I expect you to be shifting quite a bit while I throw triggers and commands at you, as you feel all of my words impacting against you.
Seeing the things I describe. Feeling every sensational word on your skin. Thrusting. Vibrating. I can see you right now. Moving around for my pleasure. Slave, I want you to drop. Close your eyes. Think of a water park. See it clearly. A giant water slide up above you. A giant staircase you have to climb to get to it. Picture yourself moving up the stairs. A woman waiting at the top, waving at you, beckoning you to come on up. You're a good boy, so you obey. You go up and up the stairs. Too many steps to count. Your feet lifting again and again, trudging up the steps, slowly sapping out your energy, feeling it drain out of you with every step up, growing more and more weary with every step upwards, ready to just relax, looking forward to when you can just drop down, deeper into your mind, into relaxation and pleasure. But first you have to climb for me, picturing each step, walking up the colorful plastic, feeling the burning in your legs, so tired as they tense and release. Tense and release. Your legs so tired now. Feeling exhaustion setting into your calves. Lower legs. Upper legs. Filled with fatigue. You have to use your arms to keep going up the steps, pulling yourself up via the railing, your hands clenching at the warmed metal as you pull yourself further up the stairs, closer to the top, towards the smiling woman cheering you on.
Come to me, come to me.
Your arms growing tired.
You can do it.
Heavy,
crawl,
wanting so badly to rest. But you're so close now, almost at the top, almost at your goal, so firmly planted in your mind, your will, your determination. You will reach the top. You will make her happy. Prove that you can be a good boy. Climbing, your arms so tired now. Legs too heavy to keep going. You drop down to your hands and knees, crawling now. Crawling up the steps. Only a few more to go. 10 more steps to go before you can drop. Drop down the water slide. Drop deeper in your mind. Each step as you get closer, giving you more relief. 10. Making your body feel heavier and heavier. 9. So ready and willing to just be allowed to rest. 8. Crawling so slowly up the last few stairs. 7. Heavy. Your mind preparing for the word that will send you down. 6. Ready to reach the top and hear the command that will send your mind spinning down into deep trance. 5. Feeling your legs going limp in exhaustion. 4. Unable to move as you drag yourself with your arms and hands the last little bit. 3. Almost there. It's almost time to go so deep. 2. Your mind blanking out entirely. As you reach the top, one, your mind drops. She is there, smiling. You look into her eyes and feel yourself falling into them, drawn in so deep. As she moves you to the mouth of a tunnel going down, dark and cavernous as you stare into her eyes, feeling yourself filled by her smile. She touches your arms and they go limp, feeling your body being positioned. Watching as she takes a bottle and starts pouring a special liquid into the water slide's tunnel. It makes the water glow a bit. She smiles as she takes a little drop and rubs it against your right arm, feeling your arm light up with sensation and pleasure, all radiating out from that one fingertip-sized spot. The only thoughts in your mind, wondering what being immersed in that liquid will do to you, as she balances your limp body at the lip of the tunnel. Ready? Are you ready? Body poised at the entrance to the slide. You feel a little push, and you drop. Drop for me. Drop down into a tunnel, black and round. Feel yourself falling rapidly down it. The slippery, hard plastic under you, supporting you while your body is guided through it. Sliding through the water, rushing around you, washing into you, leaving your thoughts up top. Unneeded, unnecessary, because right now you're just going for a ride, a fun and exciting amusement park tunnel of excitement. Dropping down, sunlight, all light, fading away above you as you go around a turn, falling faster, sliding down, 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 as you drop deeper inside the tunnel, deeper inside your mind. Flying so quickly down every bend in the spiraling slide. Floating, filled with exhilaration and fun.
Your mind is blank.
The special liquid she dropped into the water, swirling around you as your body swishes down the tunnel. Making your skin feel more and more sensitive with every brushing wave of liquid. Your mind dropping deeper with each turn. Faster and faster until you feel a bit dizzy, disoriented in such a fun way. Spinning and spiraling as the tunnel gives one last turn. You see the light at the end of the tunnel like a doorway into a new world. So bright you can see nothing past it as the water rushes you closer towards it. When you reach it, when you go through into that light, your mind will drop even deeper, to where my suggestions are commands. My commands are physical feelings your brain brings to life. You will feel every descriptive word across your skin, your body responding as I command. drop. Feel your body drop through the tunnel, shooting out into the light and into a pool. And your mind is mine. Drifting in a pool. Your body floating effortlessly, completely limp, feeling the warm, wet water surrounding you. Waves gently lapping over your skin. Face up, you're breathing clear. Warm, blissful heat and pleasure shining down from the sun above you, beating pleasantly into your skin. As the water runs across your skin, you start to feel it tingling, your nerves coming alive, little tingles of pleasure with every splashing sound. Feeling good, relaxed and tingly, as the water makes your skin so much more sensitive, so raw in its ability to experience pleasure. The longer your body floats, soaking in the water, the more sensitive it becomes, until the sun's heat pounding down on you feels like a lover's sweet and gentle caress, drawing a shiver of pleasure from you, a shudder of delight as you feel it move as the clouds go overhead, momentarily blocking the sweet sensation of the sun's rays. Before the cloud passes and you feel it gliding over you once more, gentle and pleasurable, feeling the heat fill you up, the pleasure fill you up. Think about pleasure. Maybe it's a remembered pleasure, the most intense experience of your life. Maybe it's how you imagine the most wonderful pleasure to be. That fantasy and how it would feel. But firmly grasp it in your mind. This memory, this thought, the most intense and wonderful pleasure your mind can imagine. Realize that deep down here in your mind, we are so very deep. Your brain can simulate anything. Your brain, hardwired with nerves that go all through your body. So this amazing pleasure you are grasping in your mind, remembered or fantasized, I can make you feel. Feeling that pleasure slipping slowly through your mind's grasp, slipping out into your body, just a little bit. We'll call this amount of pleasure a one. And for whenever you listen to this file, or listen to any of my files where I am purposely counting you up into pleasure, whenever you hear me say one, your mind will remember this moment,
The memory will trigger this relaxing bit of pleasure you are feeling right now. You will smile because it is a happy pleasure that rushes over you. The bliss of floating with the warm sun overhead. Whenever you hear me say one, good boy, you are doing so well, and that is good, because I'm going to count you up so slowly, and each number is going to double your pleasure, double the arousal and bliss. So when I say one, it's a gentle pleasure. Oxytocin cuddling each nerve together as if every fleshy part of your body is hugging. When I say two, the pleasure doubles, gets stronger, starts to become more erotic. You feel two in your lower half. When I say two, your mind releases a bit more of that pleasure you are grasping. As I release it into your brain, to spread through the lower half of your body, relaxed, feeling the slight waves lapping against your skin as you float. Tickling pleasure. Two is a nice place where you can feel little electric pulses running over your skin. From your feet, up your legs, running and playful as the exciting feeling travels upwards. Until three, the pleasure doubles again as you feel it beginning in your head as well, trailing, tingling along your scalp, sparks of intense delight warming, then going off inside your mind, releasing serotonin to carry the signals of intense pleasure all over your brain, tingling as your body quivers, transmitting pulses of pleasure between your nerve cells as it travels down and down over your chest, into your arms, reaching towards your middle, where it can meet the pleasure growing from two, rising up from your feet, and when they meet in the middle, the trembling, tickling, pulsing pleasure will combine and make something so much more magical, so much more erotic, that will cause your body to tense as a tendril of pleasure slipping from your head meets a growing wave of pleasure from your feet, meeting at your hips to meld and spark and explode into your cock. As I say four, and all of your pleasure turns erotic. Your mind starting to lose a grasp on that pleasure I told you to hold. That most amazing and wonderful pleasure you can ever think of. Turning sexual and hot and wet. As the pleasure of me saying four courses over you. So intense, doubling with every number, stronger with every time I say four.
Four is where you start to become aware of your cock. Start to feel that ache growing inside of it. Feel the desire to fuck. To have your cock encased in a warm, wet pussy. Feel the desire to play with yourself. But you are a good boy. Your arms are limp. Your legs are limp. You cannot move them unless I give you permission. So as I count, as your pleasure grows, as I say, one, two, three, four. And the desire to rub, to release, gets stronger and stronger as the pleasure pulses through you. Again and again, you will not touch. You will not come until I give you release to. The pleasure growing more intense now, as if warm lips are rubbing over your hot, throbbing shaft. Give in to it. Let me take it and spread it through you with every word. Five, your mind releases that pleasure you were grasping, letting trickle out bit by bit. It all comes flooding out completely. Letting it rush through you in a huge wave of intense sensation. Overwhelming bliss. The strongest pleasure your mind can think of. Sexualized. The strongest pleasure your eyes and mind can come up with. And we are only at five. One, spreading warm, relaxing pleasure as if the world is hugging you. Two, moving up from your toes, curling in joyous bliss. Three, your scalp tingling as your pleasure sensors dance in delightful pulses along your brain. Four, the pleasure meeting in your center as your cock starts to harden, as the pleasure turns, oh, so sexual. Five, a giant wave blitzing over you, leaving you trembling with a hard cock, an opera of singing joy exploding through your body. Six, tangling up all of your sensation sensors, jangling them together until when you hear six, all sensation is pleasure, even pain. Slave, take your right arm and lift it. I release it from its heavy lassitude. Lift it. Six, feel that number sink into you. Feel knowing that the impact when I make you hit yourself will feel like pleasure. Masochistic, wonderful pleasure. Slave, using any force. Smack yourself anywhere on your body. Obey. Feel the shockwaves rush over your flesh, rippling through you. Your brain signals all tied together, so that when the wave of sensation from your hit impacts your mind, you feel it as pleasure. Deep pleasure. When different kinds of pleasure combine, it becomes so much stronger. Gleefully rushing all over your body. Slave. Smack yourself again and again. Releasing gleeful endorphins to play a game of tag, slapping and smacking each of your nerves.
causing a satisfaction of delicious pleasure to warm your body. Slave, put your arm back down. Feel it go limp once more. Obey. Good boy. Pleasure going stronger as it courses over your body. Continuing to feel the pleasure after I say each number. Until you hear another number. To fill you with joyful delight. Each number pulsing into your cock. Pulsing as your mind gives in under the onslaught of intense waves. Blitzing out. Letting your mind completely unfocus. No thoughts. Just blissful floating as my voice rushes into your brain, washing over you again and again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven is so good. Building pleasure. When I say seven, you will feel that climb towards climax begin. The running waves of pleasure going towards their purpose of making you come. The desire building and concentrating on your hard, throbbing cock. Seven is the number that causes your hips to start jerking. Your body to start thrumming with the intense sexual need. Seven is where you are when you are rubbing your cock and sending wave after wave of pleasure thrumming through you, building and building as you approach climax. Of course, your hands are limp. Your hands cannot move. Cannot touch your throbbing, needy cock as it aches and the pressure builds stronger and stronger. Going more and more mindless as we go deeper and deeper into the count, thrusting through you, rushing. Oh, almost there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, fuck. 8 is the pleasure on the tip of orgasm. That sweet, delicious edge. Your pleasure built up so much. It's as if you are stopped at the top of a roller coaster. Exciting and thrilling and almost scary with how intense you know the drop will be. 8 is holding at the edge of the abyss, ready to surrender and submit. 8, whenever I say it while counting up in one of my files. When you know I mean it. You feel the pulsing, over-rushing pleasure. That point you go to right before you come. Your cock straining against it. Can you even handle more? Throbbing and needy, the next number is the one that will make you beg. 8 feels so fucking intense. So when you double it, well, 9 is twice as intense. 9, feel it spiking through you. That arching pleasure as your hands strain. Your toes curl, your fist clenches. All you want is to touch that cock, because when I say 9, you feel frustrating, overwhelming need. So strong, if your hands were not limp, you wouldn't be able to resist rubbing yourself.
Whenever I say 9 in a count-up, or intentionally because I want you to feel this pleasure, you will feel the overwhelming need to touch your aching cock, soothe your tight balls. You will feel this frustrating buildup of pleasure, but you will only touch yourself if you have permission, if you can move your arms, which right now are limp. I am half tempted to leave you here, on the edge, breathing hard and heavy, frustrated and wanting the pleasure dial in your brain at 9, coming harder into it every time I say 9. 9 is the number that could break you. Let's stay here for a minute. I'll count you up again and again. Beg. Beg when you are ready to come. Beg when you are ready to obey. Please. Please, Shibby. Please, Domina. Please let me come. You can do it. You will do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So far on the edge, feeling amazing shockwaves of pleasure course through your body with every number. So frustrating when they stop. Beg for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Slave, smack your upper right thigh with your right hand. Feel the pleasure. Again. 6. Hit yourself again. 6. Feel the pain and pleasure melding as your hand is so close to where you want to stroke, want to touch. Smack again. Your hand is under my control as you feel it go limp. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At the edge, building up stronger. Let's make things more intense. Remember that sound? Remember what it can do to you? That snap that sends pleasure rushing over you in intense waves of sexual need and bliss. Every time you hear me snap, your cock will twitch in response as you feel that snap slam through you. Again and again, making everything just so much more intense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Your arousal so strong, hovering on the edge of the abyss, wanting nothing as much as you want to come. The numbers hitting your mind with wave after wave of sexual pleasure. Feeling like the words are whispered directly onto your cock. Breathy and moist against your tip. All of the sexual pleasure and pressure building into the tip of your cock. When I say the last number, you have permission to come whenever you want. If you come before I am finished counting, because I am going to continue counting over and over, hitting you with sensational stimuli again and again, snaps and numbers making your body convulse in pleasure. Again and again, your orgasm will last until I tell it to stop. Once you begin to come, you will continue to come until I tell you to stop. You are a good slave. You will obey. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So close. Will this be the one? One hitting into you. Two again. Three and again. Four, harder. Five, your body vibrating with need. Six, as pleasure overwhelms you. Seven, builds. Eight, overloads you. Nine, sexual pleasure ready to erupt as I tell you to come for me. 10, flooding through your body, a wave of mindless sexual energy. Come for me, so powerful the hairs of your body tingle with it. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, as the erupting pleasure hits you. 10. Again, as you feel your body clench in a rictus of sensation. 10. Come for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Every part of you tingling as your cock throbs. 10. Bursts. 10. Erupts. 10. Explodes. Submit to the pleasure. Feel it wash over you. Through you. Sensitive and oh so good. Slave, touch your cock. I don't care if you came or not. How much cum and pre-cum is coating its sticky surface. Touch your cock. Stroke it. Stroke it with each number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Harder. Joey. Faster. Feeling your orgasm getting stronger. Lasting longer. Your body shaking under the onslaught. My power over you as you stroke your oversensitive cock until you feel like you can't take any more. Sensation. What you will. Keep stroking. Come for me. And keep coming for me. Again and again, the orgasm ripping over your body, ripping through your mind. Waves bursting over you in the most intense orgasm you have ever felt. Again and again, moist and wet as it flows over you. Your brain's pleasure centers maxing out and surrendering to the bliss. Come for me. Keep it going through one final count. One. Bursting. 2. Explosive pleasure. 3. Clench. 4. Your flesh surging to my voice. 5. Pumping. 6. Warm, glowing pleasure spreading through your entire body. 7. Warm, glowing pleasure. 8. Again and again. 9. Ready to feel it again. 10. Come. Come for me. Release. Release it all, and you can relax. Fingers coming loose and unclenching. The shuddering in your body starting to subside. Letting go all of your tension for the rest of your day and all of the next. Your body, your mind will feel relaxed and easy, as if a weight has been taken from you. In a way, it has. Relax. Feel good. Feel confident. I missed you. Feel the affection flooding over you like a nice, comfy blanket. Something you can clutch and hold on to as your nerves settle down, leaving you with a warm, fuzzy glow. Wake up for me. One last countdown. Only to 3. I think you've been teased enough. 1.
stretching out your body as the numbers sink into you. 2, feeling the afterglow of your release in your muscles. 3, able to move and awake once more. Wake up. That was fun. What a sticky, sticky mess you are. So, I guess for aftercare today, I'm gonna tell you all about my kinky vacation. It was amazing. It was like a combination of nudist camp, swingers, kinksters, every kind of transgender, gay, lesbian, asexual, everything you can imagine, primals, which apparently are people who dance around fires and fuck, with some sacred ceremonies thrown in. Orgies everywhere, kink scenes everywhere. There was only 2 places in the entire campground that held 1,200 people that you couldn't fuck. That was the pool and the dining room. You could fuck next to the pool, though. I did some hypno scenes in the pool because it just feels so nice to me when you have those warm waves just running over your skin and just walking in circles while holding a nice little sub boy in my arms, his head pillowed on my chest to keep it out of the water as I whisper words in his ear. Those are fun scenes. I also did some scenes where I would put guys up on a St. Andrew's cross. It's one of my favorite pieces of bondage equipment. And then flogging them, spanking them, whispering in their ears and telling them that each impact they are going to feel shuddering through their body. Each impact is going to go directly to their cock and feel so good. That was fun, too. I got to go visit vendors and play with corsets. God, I really need a fucking corset sleeve, though. Those things are a bitch to put on. I saw some pretty crazy shit. There was a guy who had built a rickshaw for his mistress to ride in, and he would hold it with his hands, but she would steer him with some reins that were connected to his balls. And so she really got to travel around in style through the weekend. There was people in go-karts taxiing everybody around because the campgrounds really were just that big. There was this orgy center that they called the Sexorama, and that was fucking phenomenal. I am not really an orgy person, I have to say. I'll watch. It's fun to watch, but maybe I'd command people on what to do, but I'm not quite up to fucking in public, I have to say. Scenes in public, those are fun. The guy naked, me in a proper dominatrix outfit. Which I have one now, thanks to the vendors there. I'm so excited. Anyways, I missed you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be here to play with you again soon. And though I'm not done with you yet, Joey, you remember what I told you about your little cock cage? Did you find a way to do it discreetly yet, I wonder? Well, if you have, I expect 2 days from you. 2 full days with that cock cage on. But if you haven't yet, if you have something that keeps you from putting that cage on your cock in public, then for the next 4 days, whenever you're in private, whenever you're home alone by yourself and it's safe, well, you're gonna shove that cock cage onto you. You're gonna be in chastity. 4 days, Joey. You will obey. And let me know how it goes.